Thank you, Mr. Chair. On the question from the distinguished delegate from Belarus, we will provide the timeline. That's not a problem. But proceed in terms of what will happen based on the past as well, is once the working party completes its work, it goes to the TDB that endorses it, and from there, Secretary General Greenspan will put together the program plan and budget and submit it to New York. Then it will be the Comptroller's Office, or OPBF, that will take over, and they also will be receiving all the budget submissions from the entire Secretariat, from the regional commissions to DESA to OHRLS to OSA, all of it. And that's about 28, maybe 29 chapters, and we are one of those chapters. So they will consolidate the entirety of it, and then they will issue it in the form of a fascicle, which is all 30 parts. Once we are notified of what the final documents look, final version looks like, we then call a meeting of yourselves, the working party, an informal briefing, where we show you the program plan as you approved it, and the final one that went from the UNSG to the member states, so that you're aware. Then the first step is it goes to the CPC, Committee for Program Coordination. They will look at the program site only and the substance, and that's where the conversation takes place. And once they're done their job, it moves to the ACABQ, and they look at the budgetary aspect as well as the program plan that they have. Those two pieces of recommendations together go to the Fifth Committee. And once that gets to the Fifth Committee, they get to see the entire program plan and budget with the recommendations of the CPC and the ACABQ. One focus on the program and any language the member states may wish to change. Once again, they own it at that point and can make any change they wish to the program plan of the organization. And from there, the Fifth Committee takes it on. They come to their conclusions towards the end of December. Traditionally, it's been around the 23rd, 24th, right before Christmas. Once that is done, that the entire budget is approved. So then we have a budget for 2026. Now, the specific part you asked about is with respect to our contributions from the conference where we receive it from you. And what our idea is, or the ad hoc process, at the end of October, once we have the agreed outcome that comes out, we take it quickly and turn it around to New York. At that point means we would be putting together the language. Again, as I said, we have to talk to New York to tell us exactly what they want to see. They probably will not be expecting or agreeing to a complete rewrite of the program plan, and it is impossible. But there will be enough language written about what you have approved in the outcome document and the figures that go with it. And that will join the conversation with the Fifth Committee at that point, and a decision will be made. They will also decide if they're able to finish it by end of October, or will they take it to a resumed session early in 26? But that is a decision entirely up to the controller and the member states, your colleagues in New York. So we are going to try to thread the needle so that we know specifically what will happen. And with the agreement, I hope we will come back and inform you, this is what we have, this is what's happening. And we'll have a lot more granular information come October when we're in the middle of the conference, because we will know what the exact dates are, when the outcome document will be available. And that's what we're hoping for. I'll stop there, Chair. Sure.